Leeds Festival, and I'm talking to D Mob Happy, who opened up the main stage east earlier today.
Yeah.
How was the set, guys? How did you find it?
It was phenomenal, really. It was amazing. It was really, really great.
It was a lot of fun, and it was a long time coming. Yeah, great.
Yeah, it was amazing, but it was also very hot.
Yeah, very, very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah, it was. Two days into the festival, we finally get some sun, and I guess you guys brought the sun.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Despite the heat, you guys were giving a lot of energy out there. I thought it was a really good set.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to win the PlayStation.
Yeah, got to step it up. I just like the room. I'm like a goldfish in a getting a bigger tank. You know, I just expand, fill the stage with my big long legs.
and Matthew, you said that Leeds Festival was your first ever festival that you went to at the age of 16. So how was it going from punter at that age to being on the main stage today?
I mean, if I'd known back then that I'd been playing the main, you know, I could probably have like just reduced the amount of stress and anxiety of my career that I've gone through over the last 16 years. You know what I mean? If I was just like, don't worry, you're 16, you will play it, just take it easy. Probably would save myself a lot of bother to you. So no, it was amazing. It's great.
Well, all the stress was worth it.
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, you can't achieve anything real without putting the hours in. You know, it's a thing.
Absolutely. And you guys, you're on tour for the next few weeks as well. So, any dates in particular that you're looking forward to?
Going back to Newcastle is always fun. That's where we're from. So yeah, that's always a fun local show. Do you know what? I'm really excited for all of them. Like, just to be back out on the road and to see fans again. Mm-hmm. London's going to be great. Brighton, that's kind of our adopted home. That's always fun. I'm looking forward to a lot of them. I love them all.
Love them all equally.
Just excited to go back out on the road. I did a show in Bristol the other night, which was... it was quite unexpected how warm it was going to be.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping there's more of that in every show. But I can't wait for the Brighton one, to be honest, because it's always kind of fun doing the home show. You know, kind of see everyone again. And, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people there who haven't been in a while. So.
And you always get more of a reaction from the crowd, I think, at a home gig.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And you've got a new single out as well, Sympathy Boy. Does that mean there's an album on the way?
Yeah, there is an album in the works. We don't know exactly. I mean, COVID's just fucked the timeline, you know, our timeline, everyone's timeline. So we don't know what's happening, but it is on the way.
And it's really good.
And it's really good, yeah.
Recommended.
Yeah.
So 10.
Speaking of recommendations, so one of the things we like to do at your calling is talk about albums that people like. So I'm going to ask each of you an album from anyone ever that you'd recommend people listen to.
I'm really into an album by Tom Petty called Hypnotic Eye at the moment.
Were you playing that on the car?
Yeah, I was playing that yesterday in the van. I'm not sure, it might have been the last album he did before he died, potentially. It was pretty late in the day, and it's just like, you know, a lot of artists, as they get older, they lose their edge and stuff, and it's just like gnarly. It's great. Great rock album.
Really? Yeah. I want to check that out. Yeah, see, that's a good recommendation. Yeah. It's already worked.
Well, it's full circle, Matt. Because Matt actually showed me the first single of that album, Red River.
And
you played that,
right.
And then I checked out the rest of the years later.
Ah, well, you see.
There you go.
And Matthew, yourself?
Only because it's the first one, but one of my favourite albums is probably Breakfast in America by Supertramp. I don't know. I mean, it's a famous album, but like, it's just impeccable. Like, I love that album so much, start to finish. If anyone, it's just one. It's always just my go-to if I need someone to listen to that. Just like, guaranteed good time.
Is that the one with the Logical song?
Yeah. It's just got so many hits. It's just unbelievable. It's great.
And your album recommendation?
No, I don't actually listen to music.
Well, we'll get another plug in for the D Mob Happy album. How about that?
Yeah. One of our albums.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, it's been great chatting to you all, and once again, great set, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Cheers.